Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Wednesday, the 7th of November, 2012. And I had to pause there a second when I thought about it because I'm a little bit disorientated. I had some medication yesterday and one of the conditions with it was that I shouldn't sign any legally binding documents for over 24 hours after I had the medication. And part of me is thinking, gosh, you know, I'm not legally responsible for anything for the next 24 hours. I should totally take advantage of it. And one of my Twitter followers suggested that I should go to the local McDonald's and have a big falling down moment. And internally I'm chuckling, but externally I'm considering just climbing back into the bed and going asleep. But therefore that explains why the blog is a little bit quiet this week. So it's a little bit easier for me to record a small amount of audio on my phone than it is for me to get to the laptop and blog after having cooked something delicious looking, hopefully, and taking photographs. So this week I hope to take advantage of life getting in the way of the blog and possibly do a small amount of redesign and change around a couple of things on the blog. Sorry about the banging in the background. I've got dryers and washing machines running and kids running around. Anyway, I'm just taking advantage of Audioboo and I just want to fill you in on my background. I often get questions from people wondering where my blogging skills come from, etc. So I guess it might help if I explained what I used to do before I became a stay-at-home mum, because I don't think that being a stay-at-home mum or a food blogger really defines me. Before I was at home full-time with the children, I was a personal assistant and allegedly quite a good one. And I've been quite shy in admitting it up until now. I know one or two people know about it, but I was apparently the All-Ireland PA of the year 2008, which coincidentally was the year that my first child was born. So I went from being the heights of my chosen profession to being at home full time with my children in quite a rapid amount of time. So it might explain to you why sometimes, and more than sometimes, I rail against the idea of being at home full time with the kids. I love them to bits, but I really do miss the corporate world more than a little bit. Other skills that I have and other things that I did was I'm a qualified IT trainer. And I also used to train the people in my job before I got made redundant. And I can hear little footsteps on the stairs, so I think I'm going to have to end it for now. I'll come back to more about who Wholesome Ireland is tomorrow. WholesomeIreland.com. Thanks.